We head off to California now for another installment in the occasional Living on Earth Orion magazine series, The Place Where You Live. Orion invites readers to put their homes on the map and submit essays to the magazine's website, and now we're giving them a voice. There's a watery theme in today's show, and this essay fits right in.
I'm Lauren Platt, and this is my essay about the Morro Bay Estuary. From above, the estuary of Morro Bay looks like a primeval lung, chambered and channeled, spongy marsh and slick black mud. It exhales nutrients and minerals of land into sea in clouds of silt, the tide swelling and sucking, a slow, susurrous breath. When Black Brant land in legions, you hear their social gabble, guttural and constant, borne across the water on salt-soaked air. They drift in great raucous rafts, mingling with other wet-winged mariners, ancestral spirits gathering. Great-granddad called this place his Innisfree. He and great-grandmama migrated here from North Hollywood in the 1950s, and the family, flocking, followed them. Ancient estuary became new homeland, our heartland. As a child, I sank barefoot, knee-deep into this sponge, squished mud between toes, grew to recognize the glimpse of eternity when starlight glimmers upon the glassy mirror of a spring tide, to feel the whispered, billowing sigh as I am absorbed. Embedded in its flesh, I've grown as much a part of this organism as the marsh grass, one with ebb and flow. Whether by call of seabird, magnetic migratory pull, or by surging breath of tide, I too have been drawn back into the land of my birth. I've borne my own children here, raising the fifth generation of our blood in this mud. Singing prayers to the stars that they too may set their children's feet on this land one day. That the estuary will still respire. Each inhalation teeming with life. Our homeland, our heartland, breath of this body, center of the soul. My great-grandfather was a retired English professor and college counselor. He called this place his Innisfree in reference to a poem by William Butler Yeats. To me, the meaning is that of a refuge, a place of peace where people can come and live a simple life in tune with the natural world. It's a place of refuge for others too, not just us, but it's an important layover site for migratory birds every year, primarily the Black Brant and other geese who come in droves, the cinnamon teal, the hooded merganser, the white pelicans, and many visitors that come to this place every year on their journey south. My son, he just turned 4, and my daughter just turned 9. We love to take them out on the bay in kayaks, on stand-up paddle boards. My husband has a fishing boat, so they'll go out in the estuary and, you know, just catch and release.
Whoa, it's big.
It's really become a part of their childhood, too. Unfortunately, things are changing now. A long-awaited sewer is being built in our town, and with it will come a lot more building and development. So I feel like the more of us who connect with this place, the longer it will exist as a healthy ecosystem and be protected.
Lauren Platt and her much-loved home at the California shore. You can tell us about the place where you live if you like. There's more about Orion Magazine and how to submit your essay at our website, loe.org.